Maybe Oregonians are fuss budgets when it comes to their coastline, but cranky us, we've never hankered to have oil derricks dotting the seascape off, say, Astoria, Newport, or Florence. This quirk in our character used to drive James Watt crazy. You remember James Watt. He was Ronald Reagan's first Interior Secretary, a man who believed in the name of God and country that the highest use of the Outer Continental Shelf was to drill it for oil. In the 1980s, when Watt proposed to lease the whole of the Western Outer Continental Shelf to oil exploration, I used my seat in Congress to cut off the money he needed to pull it off. For years, my amendment was routinely inserted in the Department of Interior's annual appropriations bill. Then President Bush I, W's father, extended it for 10 years, and Bill Clinton repeated it for another 10, which means the current moratorium will be in force through 2012. So the Western shoreline is probably safe, right? Wrong. The energy bill now working its way through Congress would authorize massive tests throughout the Outer Continental Shelf to inventory offshore oil and gas reserves. Now, you mustn't think that this is the first step toward lifting the moratorium or anything. The bill's supporters are assuring us that they're just curious about how much oil and gas is out there in the briny deep. They promise that this provision, supported by a Senate majority, does not in any way signal a desire to drill offshore. Right. It's just an accident that the provision is being heavily lobbied by the oil and gas industry. As in the 1980s, the question is not that the Outer Continental Shelf may hold oil and gas. All sides agree it does. The real question is, should energy trump other values in this scenic and biologically rich area? It's time to define when and where other values surpass our gluttonous appetite for oil and gas. If we knew that the Grand Canyon was rich in oil, would we let the drillers in? Or would we say some places are just so good they should remain in their natural state? If we can agree that the Grand Canyon should be off limits, then the question is whether or not the natural state of our shoreline reaches that same threshold. Most Oregonians think it does, and they won't be talked out of their position at least until the Congress and this administration adopt strong energy conservation incentives. Funny, such incentives were just rejected in the new energy bill. This is Les O'Coin.